I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Inner Mongolia is a province of China, not to be confused with the country of Mongolia to the north. In recent days, Inner Mongolian students have gathered to protest a new education policy. Joe Handley of Asian Access.
The Chinese government is imposing the education system to be predominantly in Mandarin Chinese. That means that the local indigenous and Inner Mongolian population will have less and less ability to train the next generation within their own cultural norms and language norms.
This loss of culture and language could make it harder to share the gospel with Inner Mongolians. Please pray the people of Inner Mongolia would be able to retain their cultural heritage and be filled with the hope of Jesus Christ. And Jordan boasts over 9.4 million citizens, but only around 8,000 of them are evangelical Christians. When young Jordanian Christians have faith questions and wrestle, it's easy to feel alone. The Program for Theological Education by Extension operates as a parachurch ministry, providing evangelical education for Christians throughout the Arab world. They recently launched a youth initiative in response to the need they saw in Jordan. Victor Sadek is executive director of PTEE.
There are many questions in the mind of young people in the area here about the truth of the Bible, about the difficulty of Corona time here and what will be in the future. Difficult questions to young people, and they need the church to answer.
Please pray faithfulness for young believers in Jordan. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Please consider giving today. Look for the Support M&N tab at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.